You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the gym class here in KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on this election day, Tuesday, November the 8th. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. Ben on the other side of the glass, and thank you for tuning in to the program here today. We got a good one for you. Going to talk a lot about college athletics, college sports, college basketball getting underway last night, college football, of course, coming up this weekend. Iowa, Wisconsin, Iowa State goes to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. Lot to cover as far as those two sports are concerned. And first and foremost, a happy election day to everybody. And please, if you have not done so already, get out there and do your civic duty and vote. Mark and I are not going to ask, do not care which side you voted on. Just please get out there and vote. That's what we ask of you today, correct? How are you? I voted early this morning. You were early this afternoon, correct?
Yeah, correct. And good afternoon to you and everyone. I could care less about anything except people voting. And let the chips fall where they may. And no, I'm a traditionalist. I celebrate Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving, although that doesn't always happen. Christmas on Christmas, and vote on Election Day. And I totally understand why people might vote early, but that's the prerogative. It is what it is, and we have a system in place. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people will participate, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. So please get out there and vote. I had a little bit of a line to wait in, and that's fine. Got to see about three or four people that I knew, said hi to, talked with, et cetera, et cetera. So that was kind of nice. Neighborhood gets together as far as that is concerned. So that's a bonus that you get with voting as well. You're going to see somebody you haven't seen for a while, right?
Typically, yeah. I had a different experience. Got to a polling place about 12:30 and we're welcomed with open arms.
Yeah, you didn't have to wait.
There was no line whatsoever.
And which I think, is unusual.
That's kind of a result of early voting, too, I think. But no line for me.
Well, take advantage of that. It wasn't very 10 minutes at the most, and that was it. And we were done. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Kirk Ferentz, Matt Campbell, both meeting the media earlier on today in Iowa City and Ames, respectively. We'll touch upon that coming up in just a little bit here on the program. Coming up here on the program, we'll talk big wins last night for in-state teams. The road will get tougher, let's just say that. And there was a scare last night at Carver Hawkeye Arena as well. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. We will hear from Coach Kirk Ferentz and his comments from his news conference with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They'll check in with the head coach down in Iowa City with Coach's Cuts. And they are brought to you each week by Network Computer Solutions online at ncsei.com. Let's start with Iowa City and Kirk Ferentz. By the way, we are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union here on the Gym Class each day, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. You can learn how to boost your financial well-being by checking them out at their website at dupaco.com. And thank you for tuning in today. We do appreciate it and look forward to the interaction with you on the text line at 319-366-1600. A very much happier Kirk Ferentz today, although if you read between the lines, and a two-game winning streak and a win on the road will certainly do that. As he had a lot of good things to say. I really believe, and this is not breaking news here or anything like that, but the program, I think Kirk Ferentz, certainly in the West, has the most respect for, no matter who is coaching, as the Wisconsin program. Do you think that is true, Mark?
I hadn't thought about it, but on first blush, yes.
Yeah, he never always has great things to say about the Badgers, and he did again today. No matter if it's Paul Chryst or Barry Alvarez or Brett Bielema, or you know now with Jim Leonard coaching on the interim basis, always has very, very good things to say about Wisconsin. I think it's because of the fact they play football the way Iowa plays the game, and I think Kirk Ferentz likes that.
Yeah, I think so. And Kirk Ferentz said today the Purdue 24-7 victory, 24-3 victory, was quote the most complete game of the year, and I think that's a Captain Obvious type
true.
Statement.
Very
but,
true.
He did say that.
Not Captain Jack.
Wide receiver Brody Brecht appears back in good form health-wise, and not only is on the two deep, but participating and anticipated to play in this week's game against Wisconsin. Why any Iowa reporters were asking players about the importance of the election is beyond me.
It was only going to be a one-day quote, right? that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. But, yeah, well, I think we'll hear from Jack Campbell coming up here in just a little bit. But, yeah, as far as injury front is concerned, does not sound good, again, for Keegan Johnson. Does not sound good for Terry Roberts. Again, coming up for this week, you mentioned Brody Brecht. Looks like he is going to be back in the fold this week as Iowa will host the Wisconsin Badgers. Logan Lee, he's fine. He came back in that game on Saturday. He is ready to go. In fact, talked with the reporters today down in Iowa City. So with a 31-degree day forecasted for Saturday, Mark, this is Big Ten Wisconsin-Iowa football. And Kirk even mentioned that today. He goes, yeah, going to look good. It's going to be Big Ten football coming up on Saturday. And I think he's excited to play this game. I really do.
When you think about it, we talk a lot about Iowa's defense, and justifiably so, top 10 defense in the country, but it has stayed, one of the keys, I think, has stayed relatively injury-free.
Yes.
You know, you've got Justin Jacobs, who is out for the year. Terry Roberts has missed time. Others have been maybe in and out with nicks and knacks, but largely, this team, this defense has been intact from game one to now. That's big.
Actually, whoops, that's the wrong place. I was just going to say the forecast was looking better Saturday. It is now 32, so it is up a degree. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, so it's going to feel in the high teens. And then it's going to get dark, and then all bets are off as far as what it's going to feel like. It's certainly not going to be what we have experienced at Kinnick Stadium for the first handful of games this year. Let's just say that.
Yeah, that's true, and it's not going to affect the players. The wind may a little bit, although it didn't in terms of Iowa's performance at Purdue. But let's face it, it's November, and you're playing outside, and, you know, it's not – Wisconsin doesn't care. 30 degrees, yeah. Okay,
no.
Let's play.
Iowa doesn't care.
No.
Now, some of the players that are not quite used to the weather that are new to the Midwest might care a little bit. This might be their first inclination as far as a cold weather game is concerned. So do have to keep that in mind a little bit. And the one that jumps to mind for me is one Caleb Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Who, yeah, Hamilton, Ohio, but that's Southern Ohio. Probably played in cold weather before, but I think he's going to be okay. I think he'll be fine. We'll see, though.
Does the winner of this game still in contention for the Big Ten West? And that would require probably a tie and a tiebreaker, and I don't have all those scenarios right now. I'm sure those will pop up next week after this week's results. But what do you think? Iowa, Wisconsin winner. Still have a shot at the Big Ten West, even if it's a tiebreaker situation.
Yes.
I say absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, right now, Illinois is at 4-2 on top of the West. Iowa, Wisconsin, Purdue, and Minnesota, all 3-3. They basically have a round robin going, right now, especially Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. They've got a round robin going that will start this week. Nebraska, 2-4. Northwestern's out of it with 5. Nebraska, they would need a whole bunch. They would need 3 Illinois losses. So I'm eliminating Nebraska at this point. It's going to come down to Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, Purdue, and Minnesota. Illinois certainly with at least one hand on the steering wheel right now by virtue of their win over Iowa. Now the big game, of course, this week is Illinois and Purdue. If the Illini win that one, Purdue is in pretty bad shape with losses to Iowa and Illinois. Yeah, the winner still has a shot at this thing because Illinois still has Purdue, still have Michigan down the line, correct?
Yeah, it's Purdue at home, at Michigan, at Northwestern for Illinois.
Northwestern, that's a rivalry game, but you got to think Illinois is going to be able to take care of the Cats, especially with the Big Ten Western Division title on the line. You think that is going to be the case. Iowa or Wisconsin, whomever, needs Illinois to lose twice. Because Iowa obviously does not have the tiebreaker over Illinois at this present time. And let's see. As far as the Illini is concerned, yeah, they have the tiebreaker over Wisconsin with that 34-10 win. So whomever, Illinois has got to lose twice. They have at least one hand on the steering wheel, maybe a finger of the second hand on the steering wheel at this time. Driving to Indianapolis. It's a short drive, by the way.
Yeah, it's going to be very very interesting the next 3 weeks, what shakes out. I do agree that, you know, whoever wins that round robin with Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, you know, is probably stands a really good shot of getting at least a share of the Big Ten West. And I'm not sure I'd necessarily like the reward.
No. I would have to. Now, granted, you're going to go play. You're going to win it. You're going to go play the game, and you're going to think you're going to win it going in. That's just the essence of sports. More than likely, though, it is not going to be a good situation for whomever wins the Big Ten West going up against the juggernaut that is Ohio State / Michigan at this time. Whoever wins that. By the way, we should have led with this here today. We did talk to our good friend Cal Eldred earlier on today. Cal had something come up today. He will not be able to join us, but he will be with us tomorrow. So we've got a doubleheader tomorrow with Cal Eldred talking baseball and wrapping up the baseball season. And then Chris Liss will join us from Real Man Sports and RotoWire.com. So Chris will answer your fantasy football questions coming up tomorrow right after we talk to Cal. So Cal was very apologetic, but said, yeah, hey, give me a time. I'll join you guys, and we'll wrap things up.
Yeah, we'll talk about the World Series. We'll talk about Dusty Baker's first World Series championship. Awards finalists are out on the individual side, and get Cal's impressions. Maybe he'll have breaking news about a job. I don't know.
It's still pretty early.
It is.
We'll talk about this is going to be a big free agent season, too, off season for Major League Baseball. There were rumors last night that there was going to be a blockbuster trade that was going to be made involving Shohei Ohtani to the New York Yankees. But the Angels came back with a tweet and said, nah, this is not happening.
They're going to play at least one more year out on the coast at $30 million next year.
Yeah, don't feel bad for Shohei Ohtani.
No.
He's going to be just fine. And maybe the Angels will put it together with him and Trout. I don't know. You got to think one of these years it is certainly going to happen. So we'll see, and we'll talk baseball coming up tomorrow on the program. Coming up on 320 here on the Gym Class on KGYM, Scott and Mark with you, Ben on the other side of the glass. Again, text line at 319-366-1600. 5711 says Illinois loses 2 of 3. Iowa wins out. Iowa wins the West. Yeah, that's what it would take. Because that would put Iowa one game ahead. And with wins over Purdue, wins over Minnesota, wins over Wisconsin, and a game ahead of Illinois. So 5711 has it all played, planned out and played out for this time.
Purdue wins out. It'd be a tie, but we know the tiebreaker there.
Correct. That would go to the Boilermakers on the head-to-head basis right there. Speaking of the Badgers and looking ahead to that game, Captain Jack Campbell, the middle linebacker for Iowa out of Cedar Falls, talking about the Wisconsin Badgers.
Had a culture and a...
Well, let's try that again.
Yep. They do things at a high level. They've had a culture and a program now they've built and continued. They're going to be big up front. They're going to like to run the ball. Talented at all offensive positions. And again, it's just going to be a battle at the line of scrimmage. So,
you like that challenge?
I mean, yeah. We're not going to run away from it. We're going to take it head on. They probably have the same mindset, so it's going to be an all physical battle. And it's just going to be important to play with great effort and just win one-on-one battles. So.
One-on-one battles. Jack Campbell's very good at one-on-one battles. By the way, there was a string on Twitter. Someone put together the hits on Charlie Jones. Jack Campbell met Mr. Jones quite a bit in that game. More mm-hmm. than I remember just watching the game at first blush. And there wasn't one time that Jack was going to help anyone up or allow his teammates to let anyone up. That used to be a former Hawkeye. I thought that was quite interesting.
Yeah, a long string of very good linebackers at Iowa, and Jack Campbell is certainly one of them. He's going to be missed when he does leave, and he's a leader on the field. He's a stand-up guy, quality football player. He's like, the shortstop, center fielder.
Catcher.
Catcher. You got to be strong up the middle, and Iowa is.
Heavyweight wrestler, whatever the case may be, he is that guy. Now, he was a basketball guy,
yes,
remember?
Yes, he was.
Played for the state champion Cedar Falls Tigers. Dunked it, by the way, in the state championship game. Linebackers can dunk.
Mm-hmm.
319-366-1600. We'll get an Emil Sideway scoreboard update for you coming up here in just a little bit. We are going to focus on some college hoops from last night. It was the first night of the season. There were a few upsets last night. None of those occurring in the state of Iowa, that's for sure. And one major, major scare. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. Matt Campbell meeting the media in Ames today, as well as Iowa State gets ready for a big game coming up on the road at Stillwater against the Oklahoma State Cowboys, a Oklahoma State team right now that is really reeling. All of a sudden, the offense has gone away for the Cowboys.
Crazy.
And, I mean, we were three. This is how college football can change. And Spencer Petras mentioned a week-to-week game college football is. I mean, 3 weeks ago, everyone had Iowa buried. 3 weeks ago, people were wondering, okay, who's going to be the top team in the Big 12? Is it going to be Oklahoma State or is it going to be TCU? And then Kansas State shuts out Oklahoma State, something like 79-0 or something like that. And then Kansas puts a knot on Oklahoma State's head last weekend in Lawrence. And Oklahoma State now going home with, having to win out, basically, with Bedlam coming up with Oklahoma to get into the Big 12 championship game. And Iowa State needing a win to get into the bowl consideration.
Well, the crux of Oklahoma State's problems are on defense. In the last five games, it has given up no fewer than 30 points in a game. Last 2 weeks, lost at Kansas State 48-0, lost at Kansas 37-16. It is just giving up a ton of points, and it's become unraveled.
It has. It has. It is really certainly unraveled right there as far as Oklahoma State football is concerned. But we'll see. We'll see with Iowa State coming in. I don't know. Matt Campbell, not a whole lot of news today out of Ames, really. Kind of the same old, same old, if you will, today, Mark.
Yeah, he did mention that Jarrell Brock, the running back, is getting more and more healthy and able to participate more and more. But contributions from Silas and Norton last week, you wonder how much Brock is going to get the ball.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree on that. And also, J.R. Singleton expected to be back as far as Iowa State is concerned. And that's going to be a big, big help as far as the Cyclones are concerned. As like I said, as they get ready to try to get a big road win and try to get things ready to roll as far as a sixth win is concerned. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. That is the phone line as well at 319-366-1600. And we're going to talk some college hoops coming up in just a little bit, but we're going to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update first. It is brought to you by the good folks at Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's, technically on Glenbrook Drive Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're open at 4 o'clock each and every day. Eat local. Try their burgers and fries. They're made fresh daily. And wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar. Bring the whole family for friendly service in their dining area. Online at emilshideaway.com.
Cedar Rapidian and Ryder Cup champion Zach Johnson will be back in competitive action starting Thursday at the Houston Open. He will tee off at 7:24 a.m. Thursday in a group with Richie
Rosinski.
Richie Rosinski. I can never pronounce his name for some reason.
That's okay.
Richie and Luke List. The Iowa women's field hockey team will make its 27th appearance in the NCAA tournament that coming up Friday in Evanston, Illinois against Virginia. The Hawkeyes and Virginia have each lost 7 matches this year, so it appears to be a pretty good first-round pairing for the Hawkeyes. Finally, the NFL has flexed 2 games in Week 11. On November 20th, your Kansas City Chiefs will play the Chargers Sunday night instead of Sunday afternoon. And trading places is Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, scheduled to play Sunday night, November 20th. It now will play in the late time slot. And I'm going to save some of the performances of ex-Hawkeye basketball players last night.
Yeah, especially one who almost helped his team pull off a biggie last night.
That'd be Splash Ash.
He was on last night for the Citadel. We'll take a break, come back, and have more for you. We'll talk some college hoops with you on the Gym Class, so stay with us. More to come after a look at the weather and a break here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we're in for another chilly day. Temperatures will be in the low to mid 50s this afternoon, and it is going to be breezy. Later on tonight, clouds are going to take over the skies. It stays breezy. Temperatures will remain in the upper 40s. Then tomorrow, we'll have cloudy skies, windy conditions, and temperatures going into the mid to upper 60s. We'll keep with the 60s to near 70 degrees on Thursday as a cold front moves through, leading to showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
You never want to leave free money on the table, right? Well, Linn County REC doesn't want you to leave free money in your air source heat pump, water heater, or electric vehicle charger either. That's why they make it simple to get your energy efficiency rebate. If you've recently added a more energy-friendly appliance to your home, get the rebate you've got coming. You'll find all the information you need and rebate forms at LinnCountyREC.com. If you're qualified for a rebate, just download the form, fill it out, attach the necessary verification information, and get it to Linn County REC within 90 days of installation. You don't want to miss out on that extra cash, do you? No way! So get everything together, fill it out, and have it to Linn County REC within 90 days of installation. It's just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County REC. Download the forms and get specific terms, criteria, and conditions at LinnCountyREC.com.
When When you buy your own health insurance, you deserve a doctor who's your biggest champion and coverage you can be confident in. And with new Wellmark Health Insurance plans featuring UnityPoint Health, that's what you can expect. These plans help you build a relationship with your UnityPoint Health primary care providers and network partners, starting with free preventive and virtual care, plus low copays for primary care with a doctor who always has your back. Connect with an agent to help you enroll at wellmark.com/UPH.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire. This football season, whether you need to feed the team or the crowd, Raising Cane's has got your game day plan covered. Treat them to a tailgate meal with delicious hand-battered cook-to-order chicken fingers, crispy crinkle-cut fries, Cane's sauce, and of course, jugs of freshly made iced tea and lemonade. Cane's is also rooting for the home team and hometown, and you can learn more about how Raising Cane's can support your community by visiting canesandcommunity.com. Game day never tasted so good at Raising Cane's. One love.
3:31 back with you on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, Cal Eldred and Chris Liss will join us here on the program. Looking forward to that. David Eicholt joins us coming up on Thursday to talk Iowa, Wisconsin, and also Kevin Lehman, the coach, to join us as we will take a look at the first week of the college hoops season, which got started last night. Mark, around the country, everybody basically in action. Most teams, I'll say 75% of the teams in action last night. Down at Carver-Hawkeye Arena, a very unique doubleheader. Men's game against Bethune-Cookman at 6, followed by the Iowa women taking on Southern University. That was the nightcap at 8:30 last night at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. A pretty good crowd for opening night. I think probably the doubleheader had something to do with it, and there were some folks that stayed from the men's game to the women's game, at least for a quarter or a half anyway, and that was nice to see. I think we may see that a little bit more down the line, not only at Iowa, but maybe at some other places as well.
Yeah, we may. I don't know. You don't want to – when you have a chance to have two gates instead of one, I'm not sure that's wise all the time.
But you do it once.
Yeah.
Do it once.
Yeah, and Iowa did. I did watch the men's game, and you've been there at Carver for the exhibition and last night, but my first look at Tony Perkins this year.
Yeah.
My goodness.
He's the real deal.
He really is the real deal. And Iowa has shooters, Peyton Sanford, Patrick McCaffrey made three threes, I think. I think others have promise from range as well. Chris Murray had kind of a pedestrian 14 points. But this is a very well-rounded team. And I understand it's Bethune-Cookman, but I think it has a lot of promise.
It does. You got to start with Tony Perkins from last night as the point guard, 16 points, and was shot it very well, 7-9. He was 2-for-2 from three. I don't think Tony Perkins, like I've said before, is going to be that three-point shooter that's going to be out there and drilling them each and every night, night in and night out. He's a penetrator. He's a disher. He's a guy from mid-range. It was good to see Patrick McCaffrey hit a couple of threes. I thought that was really, really big. Philip Rabracha had a double-double last night with 11 and 10. Peyton Sanford, quicker release on the shot this year from a year ago, his freshman year. Not a great night shooting the three at 3-for-9, but still came through with 13 points. And Josh Ogundolai came in and gave Iowa some good minutes last night. And Bethune-Cookman had a big, not real thick, but a tall guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Ogundolai did a good job. He's going to be able to give Iowa about, like Kevin Lehman said last week, 8 or 9 minutes. It's going to help things out for Philip Rabracha in a big, big way. And the thing I like as well, this is an Iowa team that has – it's going to play 10. DeSante Bowen's going to come in. Josh Dix is going to come in off the bench. You know Connor McCaffrey is going to come in. Aaron Euless. And then Ogundolai. Those are your 10 that are going to play for Iowa. And – you can mix and match because Euless can go to the point. Then you can put Perkins to the off guard. You can play Euless, Perkins, McCaffrey. You can even throw Sanford in. I was going to do a lot of things as far as making their opponent think this year with this team. And that's what I think I find fascinating about this group. Now it's one game in. We know that. Not going to find out much more against North Carolina A&T coming up on Friday night as well. But it was still a dominating performance when on a night that, as John Rothstein says, who covers college basketball so well, 11 of the folks lost their buy-in games last night. including probably the one that got a lot of people's attention the most, Florida Gulf Coast going out to USC and beating the Trojans last night. That's not a good way to start the season, right?
Florida State lost, did it not?
Yes, Florida State also lost. Loyola won in overtime last night against FDU. Illinois Springfield beat Northern Illinois last night. TCU barely won. The 14th-rated Horned Frogs at home barely hung on last night. We talked about the our friends from Kansas City, the Ruse, and they lost to Lincoln last night. SEMO beat South Florida last night. Sam Houston State went to Oklahoma and beat the Sooners last night.
I missed that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So things are not going well early on for Porter Mosier in Norman as we speak. And I still think Big 12 could be the best up and down one through the bottom basketball conference in America. But that was not a good loss for Oklahoma last night.
No, a horrible start, that's for sure. And what you saw last night and we'll see again tonight is, generally speaking, lopsided outcomes. But then things get more interesting later in the week and beyond.
They will. You'll start to see some games next week, especially start to see some games that are going to be much more meaningful as far as the college basketball landscape is concerned. But that's what makes college hoops so great, Mark. That's what makes it so great is because anything can happen on a given night. You can have the greatest game plan in the world. If the biscuit doesn't go into the basket, you're not going to win the ball game.
There's players everywhere.
And there are players everywhere. I would agree. Iowa got a big win last night against Bethune-Cookman. Iowa State had even less of a problem with our friends from IUPUI last night. Good performance by the Cyclones as they get the victory. I know they. I want to make sure I find it here and get the right score. Do you have it in front of you, Mark?
I do not.
Before I get to it here. I know Iowa State put up 88. There were so many games last night. It's like going through here, going through here, going through here. Where are you? Where are you? Yeah, Sam Houston, 52. Oklahoma, 51 last night. That was a tough one to swallow. Minnesota, a one-point win last night, by the way. 61-60 over Western Michigan. Could have been ugly for the Gophers last night. But they come through. As far as a home win is concerned. 319-366-1600. And now my computer's gone wonky, so I'm in big trouble. Doesn't this always happen, Mark, as you're looking for something? Iowa State won big. I know that. I should have had it right here. I did have it right here, and then my computer went crazy. Did you find it yet?
Efforting.
It's going to be a race. Isn't this great radio right now? Ladies and gentlemen, as we try to find the Iowa State score from last night. It is, I got it, 88-39. I got it. 88-39, Iowa State won last night. And Taman Lipsey looked good last night for the Cyclones. A lot of people very excited about that particular young man and stepping in possibly to be the point guard for Iowa State. And a great performance last night by several Cyclones. Jaron Holmes, the newcomer, led Iowa State last night with a total of 23 points in the ball game. Lipsey didn't score, but had 5 assists in that game last night. Gabe Kalscher came off the bench with 16, Mark, interestingly enough. I would not have guessed that T.J. Otzelberger was going to bring Gabe Kalscher off the bench.
Maybe it's just for this game. I don't know. But Lipsy's going to have to make a contribution. Northern Iowa also in action. Didn't have any problem whatsoever with Wartburg, 105-49. So I don't believe Drake played last night, did it?
No.
Yeah.
319-366-1600. Yes, thank you, Cyclone Tim. He got an 88-37 right there. But we'll talk hoops on Thursday with the coach, Kevin Lehman. And then after the men's game last night, Mark, the Iowa women took on Southern. And let's just say the first quarter film is not going to be sent to Springfield for the National Basketball Hall of Fame last night. But the second quarter may, as far as the Iowa women are concerned. And the women win big as they pulled away in the second half. And, well, the second quarter basically kind of did everything in as then the number four rated Hawkeyes with a big victory, 89-34 over Southern. Tell you what, 4 minutes into the ball game, Caitlin Clark is going one-on-one, and all of a sudden, and I have seen this too many times over the years, especially as far as women's athletics is concerned. And all of a sudden, she went to make a spin move and went down and immediately slapped the floor, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, boy. I mean, Paige Beckers is already out for UConn. Iowa has Caitlin Clark go down in the first 4 minutes of the season, and you're just thinking to yourself, and you could have heard a pin drop at Carver Hawkeye, which is very unusual in the women's game with the public address that they have. Mm-hmm. People love him or hate him. That's all I'm going to say. People love him or hate him. But then she got up, helped off the court, went straight to the locker room, but then the biggest ovation of the night may have been when Caitlin Clark came out of the tunnel on her own and jogged to the bench.
Yeah, that could have been disastrous for the not only Clark but the women's team, but she ended up playing about half the game, I think.
Yeah.
And put up very nice statistics. I think she cut her lip as well, didn't she?
Southern was being very physical with Caitlin Clark. Very physical. And they were physical with a lot of the Hawkeyes. Good to see Hannah Stolke, who ended up with a very good game, double figures for Iowa last night. Had a rough start as well. Came in, got two fouls in the first minute, 20 seconds or something like that. Had to be taken out, and I think learned a little bit as far as her college career getting started. But the former Washington Warrior is going to help this team in a big, big way. Iowa's got two or three bigs in there. That can really play. Iowa can go deep on the front line. Can they shoot the three? I think that's going to be the... We know Caitlin Clark can.
Warnock can. Gabby Marshall can.
Can Gabby Marshall hit threes on a consistent basis? And I tell you what, last year we were looking forward to Iowa State women's basketball. I cannot tell you how much I'm looking forward to Iowa State women's basketball again this year, the night they meet in Iowa City. That is going to be an amazing, amazing game because those two teams are really, really good. And with Beckers out, those two have a chance to go to the Final Four. And I'm not just blowing smoke and saying that. These two teams have a chance to go to the Final Four.
They do. Iowa State really improved itself with the addition of a two-time NAIA Player of the Year, a 6'5", Stephanie Soares. Is that right?
Yep.
She had a very good opener yesterday morning, and I think that really solidifies Iowa State quite a bit.
I think it does. You don't know what it's going to be like going from that level to Division I in the Big 12, and granted, Iowa State women are going to have a lot tougher games than Cleveland State down the line, and no offense to Cleveland State. The Vikings are a fine group, but it's going to get a lot tougher for both Iowa and Iowa State. But this is a chance this year to have a really special season, really, really special season in women's basketball.
No doubt. And both Iowa and Iowa State have had those special seasons. But But it's nothing more special than reaching the Final Four. And I think, you know, South Carolina is number one. There'll be other teams along the road that'll be difficult. But I agree, each team has a chance.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 at 345 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. More basketball. 13 of the 14 Big Ten teams got started last night. And Purdue, I think, was the only one that did not play last night. And they're going to go at it coming up this evening, I do believe. And, yeah, basketball is here. And that is great to see. Yes, Purdue will take on Milwaukee. Milwaukee's going to do a back-to-back. How about that? They played last night and are going to play again tonight as they go to Purdue for a 5:30 start. That is on the Big Ten Network, by the way, if you are so inclined tonight.
I heard the Citadel opened its season, Scott.
Yes, it did.
Did you hear from someone last night?
I did. In fact, I was going to mention this. I was going to mention it today, but they also let us know this as well. Yeah, the Citadel and Clemson last night. And the Citadel almost pulled that thing out, but our friend Austin Ash with 19 points last night for the Citadel to lead them in a near upset of the ACC Clemson Tigers last night.
Ended up to be an 11-point game, but yeah, Austin Ash, 19 points, hit, I think, 5 threes as he transferred from Iowa to the Citadel. Other former Hawkeyes had good nights as well. C.J. Frederick for Kentucky had 20 points in a lopsided win over Howard. And Jack Nungy, a preseason first team all-conference player for Xavier, had 16-8 in Xavier's win over Morgan State. So ex-Hawkeyes doing well.
Doing well indeed. And yeah, hope the best for all of those folks out there. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM as we talk some college basketball with you. We'll talk more college basketball coming up on Thursday, our Off the Glass segment. Kevin Lehman will join us at that time. Definitely looking forward to talking with him. Tomorrow, Cal Eldred will join us. If you're tuning in for Cal today, had something come up at the last minute, so he rescheduled for tomorrow. And then also coming up tomorrow on the program, Chris Liss, back from his sojourn last week, will have your fantasy football news for you coming up. Sorry to Cajun Troy last night and her New Orleans Saints.
Who would you rather not play if you're the Chiefs, the Ravens or the Bills?
Yes. Ravens could be undefeated really easy right now. 3 double-digit leads in the fourth quarter that they gave up.
Mm-hmm.
Or they would be right now unbeaten, and the world would be talking about another bird instead of the bird they are talking about with the Philadelphia Eagles. Although they should be talking about the Eagles. They're a good team. But I like
that. That AFC is going to be crazy at the end of the year.
I mean, they're just beating up on each other right now with teams that are not bad. The New York Jets, much improved. Don't forget about Cincinnati
not
yet.
Not at all.
By the way, Cincinnati, good team still. Baltimore is at 6-3 right now. Chargers, if they get everybody back, I hope they don't before 2 weeks is up.
Mm-hmm.
But the Chargers are a good team when healthy. I mean, they went to Atlanta with half a team and won that game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That's the talent that they have as far as the LA Chargers are concerned. Want to let you know about our poll question each and every day at KGYMradio.com. It is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They've been serving customers since 2003. Our thanks to Steve for all his help with the poll question each and every week, Mark.
Well, the Hawkeye football team went out and finished 8-4. Simple yes or no question. KGYMradio.com.
Tough question. Very tough question. We'll see. 349. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. And we will have more for you on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
Easily transform your home with attractive storage options from Dakota. Looking to add a touch of color or blend seamlessly with your decor? Dakota shelving comes in multiple sizes and finishes to match any style. Whether you need extra storage or want to add an accent to your living space, you can count on Dakota. Save 11% on all Dakota shelving at Menards. Good through November 13th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This isn't just a party.
It's the super exclusive MVP We Wave Party presented by U.S. Cellular.
The Z and KGYM crew will be handing out a limited number of MVP tickets at U.S. Cellular stores.
Get yours to party with us November 19th at Hazard County Saloon. Watch the Iowa-Minnesota game. Come dressed up to win the biggest fan contest.
Enjoy food and extra chances at Hawk Sum Prizes.
We'll be giving away a limited number of MVP tickets Thursday from 4 to 6.
At U.S. Cellular 2315 Edgewood Road Southwest.
Come get yours.
And now an important message from music superstar Willie Nelson.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson. And for as long as I can remember, I've been fighting for legalization of the one thing that can bring comfort to millions. And of course, I'm talking about Skechers. You see, Skechers shouldn't be illegal. They help so many people
Cut.
Ease.
Can we stop the commercial? Willie, I don't think Skechers are illegal anywhere.
Really? But they feel so good, I just assumed that the man made them illegal.
Nope, you can wear them anywhere, Willie.
Well, pass the Skechers.
Skechers comfort feels so good, it should probably be against the law. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has all the fits and features you need for ultimate comfort. Fits like Arch Fit, Relax Fit, Wide Fit, and more. And features like max cushioning and air-cooled memory foam. It's legalized comfort.
You know what, I'm going to wear my Skechers across state lines.
You do that, Willie. You do that.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
In winning teams, every player brings their unique strength and has an impact on the results. The Dallas Mavericks drafted Jason Kidd with the second pick in the 1995 draft. But after 2.5 seasons, they traded him to Phoenix, and he then played for the Nets. It was not until he was 34 when he became a Maverick once again. He was exactly what they needed and became an integral part of a team that went on to win the 2011 NBA Finals over the Miami Heat.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
If your team needed a point guard, you wouldn't waste your time interviewing centers and forwards, right? Well, the same is true for your business. LinkedIn Jobs taps into a network of over 850 million professionals to find the right people for your role. LinkedIn Jobs helps you narrow down to the most qualified candidates so you can start hiring the right people. Go to linkedin.com/sports to post your job for free. That's linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. It is Gym Class for a Tuesday, wrapping things up here on KGY. I'm getting you ready for the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They'll be on from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock coming up this evening. You'll hear from Kirk Ferentz and Coach's Cuts, brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, here in just a little bit. On Friday, we'll have our next edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 for you, as the panel will get together and pick 6 games, and we will have 4 of our listeners hitch their wagon up to one of our prognosticators. Whoever has the best week will win that particular listener a $30 gift card from the good folks at Emil's Hideaway. We'll have our next chance to do that coming up on Friday. Good games coming up this week, too. Just looking at your list there, Mark.
Yeah, this time of year, it's hard to pare them down. It really is. We try to focus on Big Ten, Big 12, but you've got games like, looking at the wrong sheet here, but games out of those two leagues that are pretty impactful as well. So, you know, we do the best we can. Bama and Ole Miss. Bama has to go on the road. 2 losses.
First time since 2019, I want to say.
Yeah.
With 2 losses. And Bama, more than likely out, but there are scenarios that Bama can get into that Final Four. One of those, they got to win the West, and they got to beat Georgia.
Yeah, and you got the latest iteration of the college football playoff rankings coming out tonight. It'll be Georgia 1, Ohio State 2, and then what?
TCU.
TCU in there.
Oregon, even though Georgia destroyed Oregon.
Michigan, you got to put in there.
I think Michigan. Michigan will be in the top four. I think Michigan goes in ahead of a one-loss Oregon team.
Tennessee can't fall that much, can it?
No, but they're going to be down 6-7. I'd say 6-7 right in there. It's going to be Georgia and Ohio State. Clemson's going to fall big time. We know that. Michigan third, TCU fourth. That's my top four.
And when Texas beats TCU this week, then it all changes again.
I think that's the primetime game on Saturday night, if I'm not mistaken, which is going to be very interesting. Yeah. Is Texas back?
David Bry touchdown.
Texas.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy right there. But I'm glad for Max Duggan because America will get a chance to see him finally play. And he has been just incredible so far this year. I think Max Duggan's top 10 Heisman right now, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, a distant one.
I mean, top 10.
We'll see how the season pans out. I mean, if TCU runs out, he's going to get more and more looks and votes.
I would agree. I would agree. So we'll talk about that coming up tomorrow on the program. Cal Eldred will join us to talk and wrap up the Major League Baseball season coming up tomorrow. Chris List to answer your fantasy football questions as well coming up tomorrow. So a lot to get into as far as a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class is concerned. Thursday, David Eicholt to talk Iowa, Wisconsin with us. And also coming up on Thursday, the coach Kevin Lehman. If you're wondering about, and I've had some people inquire, we're almost to wrestling season. A week from tomorrow. Mark it down on your calendar. A week from tomorrow, November the 16th. Mark Ironside joining us here in studio.
Very much looking forward to that. Iowa opens, I think, this weekend against California Baptist.
Correct.
And Iowa State is already underway with three wins, including a convincing one.
Over Wisconsin.
Over Wisconsin, yeah. Thank you, Cyclone Tim, for the Justin Fields related picture.
That was for you, man.
That's cool. I like it.
That was for you. As a lot of Dolphin fans made the trip over to Chicago last Sunday for that particular ball game. All right, Todd and Alex coming your way next. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with you tomorrow for another edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM, presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. For Ben and for Mark, Scott saying thank you. And we'll be back tomorrow at 3.
Lions, Tigers, and tailgates. Oh, my. The college football season is always a great time of year. Besides the jerseys, the face paint, and the foam fingers, there's the food. And nothing gets you more fired up for game day than Eckrich Smoked Sausage. They're naturally hardwood smoked and have the perfect blend of spices. From buffalo sausage dip to sausage chili mac and cheese,